Again, that's the 8th Annual Memorial for Keaton Otis on Saturday, May 12th at 6 p.m. at the Augustana Lutheran Church, 2710 Northeast 14th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Holla! Good evening, and welcome to the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days per week. KBOO just completed their spring pledge drive. If you missed out, you may still pitch in at their website, www.kboo.fm. We know how the labor community counts on this station, and we appreciate the ongoing support, as well as the platform KBOO provides us, so that we may continue to keep you, the community, in the know on the issues that are important to you, your families, and your communities. Please consider donating to this special station through their website, kboo.fm. My name is Deborah Hall. I'm a member of the American Federation of Teachers Local 3922, and the current Secretary-Treasurer of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. As usual, I am joined in the struggle by...
Good evening. I'm Dr. Audrey L. Terrell, retired staff of the UAW. I'm also Vice President of the Coalition of Black Trade Unions for Oregon, and I'm also President and CEO of the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute.
Thank you, Audrey. Tonight, our segment is on the 13th Annual Charles Drew Blood and Sickle the Charles Drew Blood Drive, and Sickle Cell Anemia. Our guests from the American Red Cross are Natividad Lewis, joining us tonight. I'm in the studio. I'd like to thank our guests for their time and information tonight. Before we get into our segment, I'd like to remind our members about the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. We are an international organization with 42 chapters throughout the United States and Canada. Oregon is located in Region 10, which includes Washington State, Nevada, North, and Southern California. Annual membership begins at $45 per year. We are affiliated with the Oregon and the National American Federation of Labor Congress of Industrial Organizations, AFL-CIO. And our mission is to bridge the gap between the Black community and organized labor. As I stated earlier, our segment tonight is about the 13th Annual Charles Drew Community Blood Drive, and we're joined by Natividad Lewis from the American Red Cross.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And so, Natividad, this marks the 13th year of the blood drive. And before we get started, can you please remind our listeners of the date of the blood drive, how they can sign up, and where it will take place?
Absolutely. The 13th annual Dr. Charles Drew Blood Drive occurs at our Portland Blood Donation Center, which is at 3131 North Vancouver Avenue. The drive is from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's on June 16th, which is a Saturday. It's really a different type of vibe at this drive. It's not only about donating blood and helping to save lives and raising awareness of blood donation within the African-American community, but it's also a bit of a festival. Lots of vendors come out. We have tons of supporters that come out, line dancing, giveaways, a scavenger hunt for the kids this year, and a $10 gift card courtesy of Suburban Propane.
Awesome.
So it definitely has a different type of vibe. It's a community feel. Lots of people come out. After you give blood, it takes less than an hour to actually give blood, but you'll probably stick around a little longer.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Okay. It's very important that we give blood, especially as African Americans. On several of our programs in years past, we've had several people here talking about how sickle cell is so common among people of color, African Americans. And so this particular event certainly brings highlights the need and supplies the need as we find out that this is a very serious issue in within our community, not only here on the West Coast, but everywhere. But I'm really glad that you all are doing this. In the past that we've been participatory in it, the Coalition of Black Trade Unions, and we've come, and I know several of us have donated blood. So we're looking forward to the event again. I understand that your director is Charlotta
Malone.
She normally is here, and we certainly miss her. They're continuing in the growth. So how do you see the blood drive going? Are people donating? Is still a great need for donations?
There's always a great need. There's a great need because there's always a patient who needs blood. I think sometimes people just think of giving blood when there is a tragedy. But there are people who need transfusions. There are people who are going through surgeries. There are people who have certain blood diseases, such as sickle cell disease, and excuse me. And those treatments are needed. Those transfusions are needed every day for many people, cancer patients, leukemia patients. Within our community, the sickle cell disease affects as many as 100,000 people in the United States, most of them African American. And so the other aspect of blood type to think about is, and a lot of people don't know this actually, it's hereditary. It has a hereditary factor to it. And so a blood supply that's supported by donors as diverse as the patients it needs is necessary. And with someone needing blood every 2 seconds in the United States, we need people to be giving blood regularly.
Is there a goal you have this year?
We typically try to get 100 pints. Mm-hmm. One pint can help save up to 3 lives because of the different components of the blood. And so we definitely want people to come out. You can go to redcrossblood.org. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, which is 1-800-733-2767. But it's really easy to remember Red Cross.
Exactly.
Or you can, everybody's on the move right now. So we have a blood donor app. You can download the blood donor app. You can create your appointment. You can see your blood type after you've given blood. Mm-hmm. You can track your blood. You can see where your blood's going. Really cool app. It's a really cool app. A lot of people like to use it. And like I said, it's on the go. So.
Excellent. And so also, are there any, can you talk about some of the groups that are involved with the drive?
Yeah. Also. So to take it back to, let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Charles Drew, and then I'll come back to who supports it. So Dr. Charles Drew was an African-American soldier. He was a pioneer of modern blood banking and the first medical director of the first Red Cross blood bank. So a lot of where we are is dependent upon this gentleman. He's credited with helping to save lives during World War II because of his research about the storage and shipment of blood plasma. The other thing about blood is that it can't be manufactured. It's only given by volunteer donors. And blood also has a shelf life. It doesn't last forever. The ability to store that blood for its shelf life and transport it is greatly due to Dr. Charles Drew. And so the Dr. Charles Drew Blood Drive was formed here in the Pacific Northwest region 13 years ago by African-American fraternities, sororities, organizations, and businesses to honor Dr. Charles Drew. And we also have to mention that Dr. Charles Drew was a member of Omega Psi Phi.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. So Dr. Drew, yes, also paved the way in blood banking and blood transfusion and... he's definitely someone you want to learn about.
Right. I know that when we've gone and participated, we do see a large turnout of the fraternities and the sororities supporting this event. Mm-hmm. And also, last year, we had a woman on the show and gave some statistics. And I was shocked to learn that other ethnicities other than African American also can suffer this disease. Because when I was coming up, they mainly talked about Black people. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that there could be, you know, other folks too that need to be concerned other than just an issue for African Americans.
Well, it's not only just sickle cell disease. There are certain diseases that just play out a little bit more within a racial group.
Right.
And again, that goes back to why the blood donors need to be as diverse as the patients. You know, people ask, I don't know my blood type.
Right.
So how can I donate blood? You know, or which blood type is needed now? And I tell them all are needed because there's a patient with your blood type mm-hmm. who yeah. needs your blood.
Yeah.
So don't think about it that way. Think about it as there's someone every day who needs blood.
Can you tell me, just get personal right now, your experiences since you've been working with the Red Cross, what you've seen and how it has impacted not only the community, how it's impacted you?
Well, I have loved my time with the Red Cross. It has been eye-opening, and this drive in particular, I enjoy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of drives, you know. A lot, you know, we have drives and people come out and support, and you know, donating blood takes less than an hour. But like I said, with the Dr. Charles Drew Blood Drive, it is definitely a community feel. I've never seen that before, and mm-hmm. it's an enjoying. The experience is
yes.
one to enjoy,
yes.
Because the vibe is high. You know, everybody's really. There, they know why they're there, and they understand what they're doing to make that impact to their community. Real simple and easy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is so easy to make an impact, to do a good deed, when you're just taking a little bit of time to roll up your sleeve and donate blood.
Exactly.
I just want to say this, that because this, because I'm a relocator also, this, the Pacific Northwest is growing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of jobs out here. People are coming out here.
Yes,
and so even with this program and getting out to the community, how important it is that we get some blood, we donate because our community is growing. And our family members, we don't wait to the last minute or an emergency situation to make donations. We can do it now. So we really appreciate your presence here, talking about this event in June and how we can be participatory in it and donating because our population is growing.
Yeah.
And bringing children and people of color. So we've been working with several years now, I believe.
I think this is our fourth or fifth year.
Fifth year. And we've been proud to do that. And we've gained a camaraderie with you and a relationship. So we certainly will be there to be supportive.
We appreciate it.
So we're really excited about what you're doing. And we appreciate your efforts, all your efforts that you're doing.
Absolutely. And this is a very good space
yes.
to be educated on what your blood donation is doing.
Yes.
Not only just a regular, you know, one pint will help save up to three lives, but again, what the African community, African American community needs to bring to the forefront,
yes.
you know, when, you know, with the way blood is, you know, it will have less of a chance of reaction if it's transfused to someone within your same racial group.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what that means is we need to help each other.
Yes.
We need
yes.
to help ourselves.
Yes.
You know, we need to meet the need and share your strength. And so that's another aspect of this drive that I like to support because it is a great way to talk about what's happening in the community. It's a great
yes.
way for us to come together. And I have worked with people and told stories on people who had sickle cell, young people.
Yeah.
It's usually young people.
Yeah.
And it's just important. It's a mm-hmm. simple way to help us to help the community out. And again, it's a fun drive. It's a fun drive.
Not to bring up anything negative. We've known what's been going on the past several years with these shootings and all of this. And we're running around. I'm sure the hospitals are looking for blood and whatever, but this right here sets us up for anything. We've been very fortunate on the Pacific
mm-hmm.
Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
All is well. That has not been happening in other parts of the country with bad weather, hurricanes, storms, floods, shootings, and all of this stuff. We've kind of been, but knowledgeable enough, and we should be knowledgeable enough to prepare in a time of peace, you know, get the things we need. So we're really, really, really happy about what you're doing.
Well, you make a really good point. Again, people sometimes come out in response to a tragedy. Mm-hmm. I like to tell people to think about it this way. The blood that's available for an emergency is there before the emergency. Mm-hmm. It was already there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the public's response is great, you know, because you always want to help out.
Yes.
And that's an easy way to help out. Mm-hmm. But that's why I say donate regularly. You can donate every 56 days, which is a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And keep the blood supply, maintain the blood supply, make sure it's always there, make sure it's always available on the shelves, make sure that we can help those here. And because we are the Red Cross, we can help people across the nation.
Yes, yes.
I'd like to remind our listeners that you are listening to the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Union, a segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, for the working class, right here on KBOO, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. Thanks again for joining us this month. We are having a discussion and a show about sickle cell anemia and the annual Charles Drew Community Blood Drive being held on Saturday, June 17th, 7:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. at the American Red Cross Portland Blood Donation Center at 3131 North Vancouver Avenue. We have in the studio with us this evening from the American Red Cross is Natividad Lewis, and we'd like to continue with our discussion. Thank you.
Can you tell us some more about how to contact you and what we can do? Just put this on the mindset. We're establishing a mindset among people. This is what we need to do, again, before tragedy happens.
Mm-hmm.
But before the need arrives, just go down and donate some blood and this special event.
Yeah, and the need is every day. The need is constant. But yeah, the 13th annual Dr. Charles Drew Blood Drive is June 16th. It's a Saturday. So everybody should have a little bit of time to come out. It's 7:30 in the morning till 1 p.m. at our Portland Red Cross Blood Donation Center, which is at 3131 North Vancouver Avenue. And all who come out to give blood will receive a free Red Cross t-shirt. They'll have a chance to win some great door prizes and receive a $10 gift card by email, which is sponsored by Suburban Propane. And there'll be festivities, there'll be line dancing, there'll be vendors. Mm-hmm. And to make an appointment, super easy again, whatever works for you, you can go to redcrossblood.org, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can pick up your phone, download the blood donor app, put your zip code in, it'll, you know, bring up the blood drive on June 16th, and you can make an appointment from there.
Right.
We represent the Coalition of Black Trade Unions. And the involvement of the IBEW 48 members, tell me how they've been pretty much involved in this blood drive. IBEW Union 48.
So typically every year, I know that I have worked on the blood drive a couple of years now, and the sponsors have been great. The sponsors recruit donors.
Mm-hmm.
The sponsors promote with posters within their communities, within their churches, mm-hmm. within their local businesses. And even on the day, some set up as vendors. This year, we're actually working on a little idea where one of them might come out and be a character for the kids.
Oh, okay.
Still in the working stages, but again, always trying to make the blood drive better every year. And we couldn't do it without the sponsors, and that's the partners. It's just no way we could do it without volunteers and sponsor support.
It is a really, really fun day when we've been there. Also, people come down, and I've seen people connect with folks they haven't seen in years, and then there's fellowshipping going on and good food and the line dancing and exercise classes and just some a good time had by all. And a good chance for us to come out and support our family members, our community members, because, you know, nobody can do for and support family like other family members.
That's so true. Also, the sorority, Sigma Gamma Rho sorority, has been particularly involved?
Yes. So again, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this drive. We wouldn't get as many people signed up prior as we do from without people, mm-hmm. without the partners supporting us. I cannot remember how many each one recruits, But when you have a goal of 100, you're going to need to bring in a little bit more to make sure that everybody is, you know, because when you go through the blood donation process, you'll go through a mini health screen. You'll be asked some questions, and we want to make sure that you're feeling healthy, that you're feeling good. If you get through those little tests, for example, they'll test your iron levels. Well, if your iron level's not high enough, then you won't be able to donate that day. So that, as another tidbit, make sure you eat some iron-rich foods before you come out to donate. So the donation process is just very simple, and we need to make sure that we have enough people there to provide that goal and help us get that goal of 100.
Right. Real quickly, you brought to my mind, what are some of the things, say I decide I want to donate, what are some of the things do I can do prior to that to make sure my blood level, you know, my health, I'm in the right state in order for you to, for me to donate blood?
Again, really simple things. Get a good night rest. Eat a good meal before you come out to donate. Be well hydrated. Eat iron-rich foods like spinach and beans. And something that some people don't think about, wear something that, you know, short sleeve or something that you can roll up your sleeve because obviously we need access to your arm. And come on out. And
what's the age limit do you have?
So those who donate, individuals must be 17 years of age, 16 with parental consent, in order to be eligible to donate.
Okay. All right. This sounds like it's going to be fun again.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. I'm looking
forward
to it.
Yes.
Same here.
It's an exciting time. I've been anemic since the early 2000s, and I didn't think that I was going to be able to give. And 2 years ago, I was pleasantly surprised. I'm at the blood drive, went and had my little finger checked, and they're like, you're good to go. And I was very excited to be able to, you know, contribute. I'm in this way to be able to help out, you know, some folks. And you never know, though, when it could be you.
That's so true. That is so true.
We don't know.
So
that's true.
Deborah, I'm going to like to make a couple of announcements right now.
Oh, yes, please go ahead.
One is that every year the Humboldt Neighborhood Association and the Emmanuel Church do a cleanup, and they have huge dumpsters out there to bring your stuff. And gosh, we all got stuff in our house, whether it's tires or broken down furniture or some clothes we just didn't have it. Well, on July the 7th, again, they'll have the neighborhood cleanup. It will be at Emmanuel Church, 1033 North Sumner in Portland. It's from 9 to 1. Just bring your stuff. They will take it and dump it in dumpsters, and you just drive off. You know, it's for free. We all got some stuff that needs to go. So I just want to put it out to our listening audience that the Humboldt Neighborhood Association, along with Emmanuel Church, will be having their cleanup again on July the 7th. So bring your throwaways. Also, I want to announce again that the International Coalition of Black Trade Unions Convention will be May the 23rd through May the 28th in Orlando, Florida, which is just, we're 42 years old, and it's just a great thing to be around all of the union black leaders that are making a difference, not only here in Oregon, but across country. Bill Lucy, who was the president's emeritus, continue this to lead and to make sure that we are focusing on the issues that affect people of color, especially now. And I won't even get into that subject, but who to put in leadership that still recognizes all the fights and rights that we've gained over these last years. And seems sometimes you wonder what didn't happen, but we still want to be able to communicate with ourselves and address the issues that make continue to fight to be successful in union members, the rights of working people, the rights of women, the rights of people of color, just rights of people, especially the working people. And thirdly, the announcement I would like to make is that on May the 15th at 6 p.m., we will again have our normal meeting of the Coalition of Black Trade Unions. It will be at the AsME main office, 6025. American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, William Lucy Building, located at 625 East Burnside in Portland. It will be at 6 p.m. And there we get there and we get to talking about things and how we're going to be involved in the community. It's just an enjoyable fellowship, friendship, and communicating within ourselves, that not only within our unions, but and we do represent various unions, but we see how we can be participatory in various events, especially coming down this summer, which, as you know, not only the Red Cross blood drive, but you got the Good in the Hood and the Juneteenth, where we're all visible. Yep. Oh yeah, we've been around, moving and shaking, thanks to our dear president, Tina Morford, who we sends out well wishes to. And we miss her dearly. And so I'm saying those are the announcements that we have right now. So if you have any concerns, come on out to our monthly meeting. You'll find out a lot of things that we've been doing in the community. We just love it dearly. We're actively involved. So, and again, I just want to reiterate, it's on Tuesday, May the 15th at 6 p.m. at the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, William Bill Lucy Building, 6025 East Burnside in Portland. You a union brother and sister, come on out. Be a part of the Coalition of Black Trade Union. Our general membership meeting is tomorrow.
Yeah. I got tripped up there, too, because I thought last Monday was the first Monday.
Oh, yes,
so
it is.
I apologize,
sorry,
if I gave you misinformation.
Okay.
And so the second Tuesday, which is tomorrow.
It is May the 8th. Oh, my God. It's tomorrow. It's not next Tuesday. It's coming. We will have a meeting tomorrow evening. Oh, my goodness. So we look forward to you. If you can, union brothers and sisters, come out to the William Bill Lucy Building, Ask Me Building at 6025 at 6 o'clock, and listen to see what CBTU is doing. And I'm sure you thoroughly will be impressed.
All right, thank you. And then finally, excuse me, I'd like to thank again to our guest from the American Red Cross, Miss Natividad Lewis. And would you like to give us a couple words in closing before we close out?
Absolutely. Just want people to come out and sign up to give blood at the 13th annual Dr. Charles Jew Blood Drive. It's June 16th, which is a Saturday, at our Portland American Red Cross Blood Donation Center, 3131 North Vancouver Avenue, from 7:30 to 1. Sign up on redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or pick up your phone and use the blood donor app and make that appointment.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Look forward to the event.
Thank you.
And again, our email address is orcbtu10@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you and have you join us in our evolving work representing Black union members in the Pacific Northwest. Thanks again. We'll join you next month. Holla!
To you, the 9-to-5er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the NAYA Spring Marketplace on Saturday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Native American Youth Association in Portland. Join Native small business vendors and artisans from around the Pacific Northwest as they display their goods, including beadwork, jewelry, pottery, woodwork, and more. Again, that's the NAYA Spring Marketplace on Saturday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Native American Youth Association, 5135 Northeast Columbia Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Thank you for your support for our spring membership drive. You've helped us get to where we are.
Thank you, KBOO supporters, for keeping KBOO strong and running for another 50 years.
Thanks for supporting KBOO.
Thank you.
I'm Sequoia for Ear to the Streets of Portland here on KBOO Community Radio, and I want to say thank you to all the members for becoming members, sustaining members, and we hope that we do you proud here at KBOO Community Radio. And again, thank you. Shout out to members.
Thank you for becoming a KBOO member.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank you very much